Question, should Jeb Bush be fined? This month, Federal Elections Commission Chair Ann Ravel told the New York Times that her agency is worse than dysfunctional, divided along party lines, gridlocked. One problem? Well, she said that presidential candidates are raising huge war chests without acknowledging they're running, so they don't have to abide by fundraising limits. Then last night, Jeb Bush seemed to underscore that. Remember, he has not announced yet.
I'm running for president in 2016, and the focus is going to be about how we, if I run, how do you create high sustained economic
growth? Now, last March, Commissioner Ravel said in an op-ed in the Washington Post that according to FEC rules, undeclared candidates are subject to fundraising limits if they're obviously running. He said he was. And then there's Hillary Clinton, formally running. A super PAC backing her says it will coordinate with her campaign. But didn't the Supreme Court Citizens United decision rule that out? Well, the group points to an earlier ruling from the FEC called the Internet Exemption. They say that allows this. Let's check in with Lee Goodman, one of the Republicans among the six commissioners on the FEC. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
So start right off with that. Everyone's talking about Jeb Bush's slip last night. He's since backtracked and said, no, I'm not formally running yet. But of course, everyone points to the fact that that means he doesn't have to abide by these finance triggers. So by your own commission's rules, should he be penalized?
Robin, because I sit in the seat of a commissioner that enforces the law, it would be inappropriate for me to discuss any particular candidate or candidacy in the public domain at this time. We don't know all the facts and of any particular situation. Let me just say that we did have a case that is closed now at the commission, and that involved Hillary Clinton prior to her announcement as a candidate.
Well, we do want to move on to that. We did want to ask you about that, but just staying where we are for a second, with a candidate who's saying that he's not running, and look, you can pick the Democrat Martin O'Malley as well. In those cases where it's so obvious to everyone that this is not testing the water, this is running, shouldn't they be penalized under your own rules?
Robin, again, we're in the middle of an election season, and to discuss specific candidates would be inappropriate for me.
Okay, well, then let's talk about what you alluded to, the Hillary Clinton case, in which she is outsourcing routine campaign functions to a super PAC, a new super PAC in her case called Correct the Record. It plans to coordinate with the Clinton campaign. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I can't discuss what Hillary Clinton is doing now that she has announced her candidacy, and it would be inappropriate for me to talk about that. But what I can talk about is a case involving Hillary Clinton, and three Republicans joined with three Democrats to dismiss allegations that Hillary Clinton had illegally cooperated with a super PAC prior to the announcement of her candidacy. Now, many people may have surmised that Hillary Clinton was with all probability going to become a candidate. But prior to announcing her candidacy, Hillary Clinton was a private citizen, and she had every right to cooperate with a super PAC. And the commission, by a 6-0 vote, dismissed that case. And I'm confident that we applied the law correctly in that case. Prior to becoming a candidate, people are private citizens, allowed to engage in political activities.
But, Commissioner, I see how that looks on paper. But to most of those watching, Hillary Clinton has been running for a long time. Jeb Bush is running. It's hard for us to square what you just said in that 6-0 vote with a Commissioner Ravel's op-ed in the Post, in which she said that there are rules for candidates who haven't declared.
First, let me say, I disagree with Commissioner Ravel that the Federal Election Commission has jurisdiction to regulate and impose restrictions on private citizens prior to their becoming candidates. Now, there are rules for testing the waters, and that's a different phase. If I could break this down, there are really three phases. The first is being a private citizen and considering whether or not to run. And people are allowed to be private citizens. Then there is a phase where an individual announces that the individual is actually testing the waters. And the law provides certain activities that are called testing the waters activities. And the law is clear that when you engage in testing, classic testing the waters activities, you have to use funds that are donated subject to the $2,700 per election limit. Now, what the FEC does not do is it does not require someone who is testing the waters to register as a candidate. Then there is the third phase. And that's where an individual announces their candidacy and takes the plunge and becomes a candidate, which then triggers registration and full disclosure of all finances at the FEC. And by the way, when you announce your candidacy, you must back report all of the money that you raised and spent for those testing the waters activities.
So it sounds like you actually do agree with Commissioner Ravel, because she was speaking of that testing the waters phase, that there are some rules there. And it, as you just laid it out, you agree with that. But it sounds like the Republicans and the Democrats on the committee disagree about much else. She called the system dysfunctional. There are reports that you and the commissioners on the other side of the aisle are barely on speaking terms.
I think that's an exaggeration. I have conversations with the other commissioners. Just the other day, I was seated with one of my fellow commissioners across the aisle in his office, having a long chat about any number of things. So let me just say, we deal with very complicated issues and very emotional issues for some people. And so naturally, there's going to be spirited debate at the commission. And we've had big spirited debates over profound First Amendment rights since I arrived there a year and a half ago.
That's Lee Goodman, one of the three Republicans out of six commissioners on the FEC. Commissioner Goodman, Lee, thank you.
Robin, thank you very much.